Howdy, folks. Welcome to Yosemite Park.
Staying a while?
Yeah, we'd like to camp here for the night.
Why, sure. The campsites are down the road a piece. Now, just a warning to you, being as it's fall, the bears are particularly hungry this time of year. So keep a close watch on your food and yourselves. You hear?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Enjoy your stay at Yosemite.
Music with Meaning presents the true story of Trapped on a Mountain.
Looks good. Come on, let's get set up.
How about if we pitch the tent here?
After eating lunch, I decided to climb a mountain.
I'd like to climb that mountain, but I don't want to use those tourist trails. And if I ask Mother for permission, she'll probably say no. But I really want to, so I think I'll go anyway.
I was a skinny, crazy teenager who loved adventure, and I was always attempting dangerous things.
Ugh, those tourist trails are so boring, they're no fun. I'm going to go this way.
And so I decided to go straight up the mountain.
It was fall, we were camped in Yosemite Park. I decided to climb a mountain. I was always attempting dangerous things, so I went straight up, but it took me hours.
Beaten paths of a beaten man, it took me hours to do it without the trail. But finally...
I made it. Wow. What a view!
Hey! Hello! Hey, you down there! I'm up here on the mountain! Hey!
I really love it on the mountain. It's such a thrilling place to be.
But by now, the sun was setting. And with only a pair of thin pants on and a little t-shirt, I was starting to feel cold. And then I thought...
Wow, I gotta get out of here. But I'm sure not going back down the way I came.
I looked at my map, and I saw this trail that went off 3 miles through the woods over the top of Yosemite Falls and back to the valley. I figured...
Well, I'll take that trail. I've still got enough daylight to get through 3 miles of woods.
And so I started off through the woods.
The sun... was a setting and I thought, wow, I got to get out of here. It gets freezing cold at night in the mountains at that time of year.
After going through the woods for a while, I thought,
this sure's funny. This trail doesn't look like it's been used for years.
I kept losing the trail. It was getting darker.
This trail doesn't look like it's been used much.
And I soon found out why.
Look at that! The bridge has been washed away by the river. How am I going to get across? And the valley trail is on the other side.
The water was raging over the top of Yosemite Falls, one of the highest falls in the world, about 1,300 feet high. And it was at its fullest. I hiked about a mile upstream.
There's no place to cross. I gotta get over. Hey, fisherman.
Hey, you!
Hey! Mister! Hey! Help! Help!
Though only 12 feet away, the fisherman couldn't even hear me. The sound of the river was so loud. Let me tell you, I was stuck, and it was rough. And finally, I got desperate enough to pray.
I tell you, I was stuck, and it was rough. I finally got desperate enough. 'Cause I hadn't prayed too much about it when I started up.
What am I going to do? I can't swim this river. But oh, it's dark. And I'll never find my way back through the woods. It's cold and I don't even have a match. And if any of those bears come, oh, I just don't know what to do. Oh, Jesus, please help me. I really need you. Please show me where to go. Please, Lord, show me.
David, you'll have to go back through the woods.
But, Lord, I can't go back through the woods. I'll get lost, and it's dark, and the bears, and...
And then it came to me that he would be guiding me by his hand. Well, believe it or not, I ran down that faint path 3 miles through the woods in the dark. The reason I ran was that I heard some crashing in the woods, and I thought,
here comes one of those bears.
So I began singing at the top of my lungs. I was running in the pitch dark, singing at the top of my voice. It would have been funny if it hadn't been so scary.
Rip shore to shore. Is that in the light? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Is this the first mountain? This is the place where I came up. Oh, thank you, Lord.
I got back to the top of the first mountain again. But all I had was starlight and a little moonlight as I tried to figure out where I should go from there.
Lord, please show me now. How do I get down this mountain? Thank you, Lord, for helping me. Thank you, Jesus. Help me, Lord.
The Lord led me to a little crack. I put my fingers and my toes in and started down. I didn't dare look back down, so I tried to go feet first, sliding most of the way on the seat of my pants.
I ran back down that path 3 miles through the woods. And I really prayed and the Lord led the way. And it's a miracle I'm here today. And I really prayed and the Lord led the way.
I climbed almost 4,000 feet straight down in the pitch dark. It was a miracle that I ever got back. And that I'm still here.
Oh, poor mother. She must be really upset and worried about me.
Finally, at 2 a.m., I tiptoed back into the tent and found my mother still praying for me.
Dear Jesus, please bring him back safely, Lord, wherever he is. Protect him and forgive him for going off alone. In Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless her. I'm sure if it hadn't been for the Lord and her prayers, I never would have made it back.
Mother! Mother! I'm back! David! David, where have you been?
I went up the mountain.
Why didn't you tell me? It's 2 o'clock in the morning and I've been so worried.
I'm sorry, Mother. I know I should have told you.
Oh, come on inside. You must be cold and tired and hungry. What a miracle. The Lord, he never fails. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
When I got to the top of the mountain,
And so, children, be sure to always have a buddy with you when you go places and do things. And remember, before you go, be sure to pray desperately, asking the Lord to guide every step, every move, every direction. When he putteth forth his sheep, he goeth before them. He knows what's ahead, and he is leading. All we have to do is follow. God bless and keep you as you keep climbing that mountain for Jesus.